He, of course, is Jason Derulo at Sunny 101.9. Up and Adam here with Mark and Walt on this chilly Monday morning. And before we get to Ed McBroom, we did have a winner in the Mark and Walt cold weather sweepstakes here this morning.
We got a note from a listener this morning that at their place west of Republic, it is 30 below zero this morning.
Not the wind chill.
No, just the temperature. So there you have that. But it is cold all across the UP. And joining us now with an update on things happening in Lansing is State Senator Ed McBroom. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How is it your way? You're at the farm down in Vulcan and Dickinson County. How's it looking temperature wise down that way?
Yeah, I've got minus 13 here, so could be worse. Has been worse, but that's the coldest we've had in quite a while.
Yeah. So here we are getting into a new legislative session, and I guess the question, just kind of open it up, what are some of the things you're working on down there? Because it is kind of really early in the game here. What is coming out as some legislative priorities?
Well, from my office, we've introduced already, I was privileged to be with Senator Moss on Bills 1 and 2 for the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, for the legislature and the governor's office, showing a commitment to finally get that done. So that's already out there, the stuff that we haven't introduced yet, but I'm hoping it's coming soon. I've got a bill on mental health services in the Upper Peninsula that I've been working on for quite a few years that's finally ready to get out there. And then I'm working with a lot of people various ethics reforms and changes to government to make government work better, things that I've done a lot in the past, but because of one party or the other controlling both sides, never seem to be able to get much attention. Hopefully in the current environment, it's got a better chance.
That's what I wanted to ask you about now with some of the changes, of course, with the not having one party in control. How does that influence or possibly have an impact on these pieces of legislation? Sounds like some of this stuff you've been working on, for a long time. What do you hope to have happen now?
Well, I'm hoping that without one party controlling all the levers, whether it was my party or the other, that the issues that the parties always want brought up, the kind of extreme ends of the parties, just won't be bothered with or won't have the time to take up our valuable time in Lansing, committee time, floor time, protest time, and that we can all kind of sit down and say, well, what kind of things can we get done in this environment? Well, how about some things that everybody knows that we need to do that make the government just work better for people, that makes it more responsive to people and listen to what the people need instead of what just a group of people need? So I hope it'll work that way. It's my first time down this path, too, but my hope springs eternal, and hopefully we'll get it done.
Well, on that particular FOIA legislation, is this just an evolution of what you've been working on already? Are you looking to strengthen some things? What's in that?
So it's saying that it removes the current exemption for the governor from even having to do it, and it adds the legislature in a way that's never been done before that hopefully will stand up to constitutional scrutiny. That's always difficult with the legislature because we have some constitutional protections, but I hope we've done it narrowly enough that it can stand up and work, and for the governor's office finally be open and transparent like 48 other states in this country are with their governor's office.
Well, we wish you the best of luck on this as the session gets underway. I know as we continue having our conversations, I'm sure this will be on the top of your docket. Quick question for you. Any big plans for the inauguration today? Are you watching it with folks? Are you traveling? What's your schedule?
Well, I thought about going to D.C., and I received several opportunities. A couple of our U.S. Congresspersons got a hold of me and had tickets, but no, I stayed home to take care of my cows and do some work around the district, and I don't have television to watch it on, so I'll just catch some highlights later on YouTube probably, and I'm not that worried about it. It's a good process, and I'm glad people are enjoying it, but I'm just going to keep working.
It's still funny, too, that they moved it indoors because I think it was going to be 25 today in D.C.
Oh,
so.
No.
It's so ridiculous, guys. And even with our cold up here, people are acting like it's never been cold before. And I'm like, know. Guys, it's been colder before.
Yeah, and you've got the sweaters for the cows, so they're all good to go.
So, and thank you for the update. I know we'll be talking with you again as this stuff starts moving through the process. And stay warm, and we'll talk with you soon.
I look forward to it, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. State Senator Ed McBroom with us this morning.